You touch a key, and it's a completely hard freeze with the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off, then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner. It is, in fact, the data doctors, the doctors of data,
the high priests of the hard drive,
something like that,
the gurus of gadget.
Today we are, at least. We're going to act like it. Because today we want to talk to you about some gift ideas, some high-tech gadgets that you may or may not have known about. More importantly, this is an interactive show. It requires your... We demand your participation.
We insist.
Okay, we insist upon your participation.
We absolutely require.
We want your input on the gadgets that you've got your eye on, whether you are thinking in terms of, hey, I hope somebody that loves me is listening to this and gets this for me. Or the kinds of things that you know your loved ones want. Share those ideas. Lots of people out there that are going through the, what should I get for that technology guy in my life, which everybody has one, two, or ten. And you try your best to find a gadget that you think, or a cool gift that you think that they might like. And a lot of times they go, yeah, I had one of these 3 years ago.
Nice try. Garage door opener on my hip doesn't really do it for me.
So we can certainly give you all the safe ones. The caffeine and sugar always do well with most technology folks.
It's low tech for a high tech world.
So we want to go beyond that. We want to dig into some other ideas, some other things maybe you hadn't thought of, and we want your participation. You can participate in any number of ways, and Brandon Pardo Disney was going to tell us all of those ways.
Let's roll down the methods of communication and input here. We'll start with the digital method. You can check out our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show, and you'll see links there to ask a question and make a suggestion. You can do those things. Those come to us via the power of the internet right here in the studio. You can always go the old-fashioned rusty wire analog method. It's 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. Outside of Phoenix, it's 1-800-564-5827. And smoke signals, we have one window we can look out during the break, so if you want to try that, we'll give that a shot too.
I believe our telekinesis communication method is
down. I'm not real sharp on that lately.
It's down today, so let's not go with that. Also on the show, we're going to tell you about a recent software program that a lot of people have that they've been trying to upgrade. We're starting to see this in our stores throughout the country. Some problems with the Norton Internet Security Suite, and we're going to tell you exactly what we're experiencing. We don't have anything other than what we're seeing in our stores, which usually is the first indication that there's a problem. When we start to see it in multiple stores and multiple markets, we bring that information to you on the show. That's the whole point of this, is bring our experience. We've been working with computers, trying to fix them, network them, recover data from them, build them for our customers. We've been around for about 18 years doing this, so we're not some Johnny-come-lately. So if you've run out of options, you've asked your neighbor's kid, you've gone to all your
neighbor's kid, that's always, is that the right? First or the last?
Well, that's usually the first guy, right?
Right.
Hey, that Johnny down the street's pretty smart, isn't he?
The guy that also babysits for you every other weekend, yeah, when you go out to dinner?
I know he's got kind of an attitude, but he's free. So you start there, and then you work through your friends and family, and you try the baked goods, and you try, hey, come on over for dinner, that kind of thing. And when you've run out of options, we're here for you, as we always are. Give us a holler. Give us an email.
All the lines are already booked up, so we'll repeat the number later on in the show. But your best bet is, as you hear us, finish up with one. That's your time to jump in.
Also, we've got a neat little contest of sorts going today. We're looking for the best. I it's really not the best. It's
is it the worst?
The best or the worst?
The biggest story of woe?
Your worst nightmare, your worst data disaster.
Your most worstest.
Your most worstest, right, data disaster that you've ever experienced. We're going to award one of our world-famous data vaults, so complete backup system, for the person that has the saddest sob story when it comes to data loss. So.
But before you pick up the phone to call to tell us this, we have rules, man.
Yeah, well, don't pick up the phone because you won't get through, first of all.
We got official rules.
We need it in writing, so send it through our website. Go to datadoctors.com. Look at the either interface, the ask a question or make a suggestion. We don't have a tell us whatever.
We make it real easy. Datadoctors.com. Click on radio show and then click either of those feedback links. Your choice.
Right, and we'll get...
And you send it in that way.
That's the only way. Don't send us an email directly because we filter out anything that doesn't come through this interface. So make sure and use that interface and give us your data loss sob story. And at the bottom of the 1:30 hour, we're going to get together and choose amongst us the saddest of sad. We know all data disasters are sad. And hopefully by this, we'll educate somebody or prompt somebody to say, you know, I'm not going to be one of those people.
And buttering up always helps, by the way.
No, buttering does not.
Sure it does.
No. No, we have rules. It's the high-tech gadget / data recovery or data loss sob story show here on the Computer Corner.
Check out the resources posted online right now, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. While you're there, you can check out links to past shows and do all kinds of other cool stuff. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, your calls, your questions, of course, the ever-popular Geek Speak of the Week for you later on in the show. But most importantly, great gadgets for the holidays. It's right here on the Computer Corner. Ken and Brandon back right after this short break.